The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
We're going to take the chat off the screen, but feel free to keep dropping comments in there, drop any questions you have in the chat as well. But we'll go ahead and get into it here. All right. So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern is do our daily rates live show. We go through our actual live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different topic every day. Today's loan topic is going to be no seasoning cash out refinances. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience as a loan officer and a realtor, is going to talk to us about some different no seasoning cash out refinance options we have, why we would use those type of options, and how we can use those as tools for our borrowers. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is check out our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me switch my screen and we will check it out. There we go. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool for our team. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is a new week, March 4th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So most of our standard programs are live here that we'll check out. In order to compare across the programs, we'll set up a basic scenario so that we can compare the APRs. If you'd like a full breakdown, a loan estimate that breaks down all the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers. So for the demo, we'll set up $400,000 as our loan amount. We'll set up 80% loan to value, 20% down payment as our scenario here. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And then we'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options using alternative income. We also offer VA and USDA. Remember, VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. We did an episode a couple weeks ago. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. And there is an episode a couple weeks ago on those programs. So we'll start today with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos here, we'll use a 760 credit score and an estimated 40% debt-to-income ratio. So with these basic settings, let's check out the rates this morning. So it looks like the best option at the top here, I can't remember what it was last week. I think it was a touch higher, 6.375 for 2.5 discount points in cost. But I'll find the APR here, 6.672. So that looks like a great option for our borrowers looking for conventional. Now, if for any reason our borrowers don't qualify for conventional, typically the next option we want to compare is FHA. So we'll set up the same scenario. And this time we'll set up FHA. Everything else will stay identical so we can compare apples to apples across the programs. But FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt to income ratio overall. So we'll keep the settings the same so we can compare APRs here. So let's check out the FHA option. Oh, those went down quite a bit here. Great. 5.375 rate for 3.5 discount points and cost. Put the final APR here, 6.409. So a great option here, and it's a touch lower than conventional. So if our customer qualifies for both, definitely check out FHA. It does come in here with lower APR overall. APR does include all of the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. And our customers that have to use FHA, definitely a welcome sight here as the rates have gone down and the program is more lenient. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer doesn't qualify. Many other banks or lenders will have to deny them. But if our customer doesn't qualify for conforming or FHA, we have over 5,000 other options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. However, now we have a new option we can change for income. So full doc is what we use for FHA and conventional. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if our customer doesn't qualify using that, we'll take advantage of one of these alternatives. We have asset related, business bank statement. The investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show that shortly. personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we'll use today. RSUs are available, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, and no income CDFI, all kinds of variations. But the most popular is our 12-month bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when our self-employed borrowers submit their tax returns, they may have various write-offs and may not qualify or just may need a little bit of extra income. So we can solve that problem using just their last 12 bank statements to determine a debt-to-income ratio here of 40% in our example, using just their last 12 bank statements. So most of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income. So let's check out these options. All right, and as I said last week, I was expecting some changes, and finally they have started coming. So we should see some more changes this week. It looks like all the programs adjusted downward a little bit, which is awesome. So 7% rate for 2.05 discount points of cost. Put the final APR at 7.372. And there's a few options right around the same. Last couple weeks, they were around 7.4, a little bit over 7.4. So everything's coming down slowly on non-QM as well, which is awesome. And if you notice, these are within about a half a point, a little more, from conventional. So our customers that need to use these, they're absolutely amazing rates. And as I mentioned before, these go down a little bit after the conventional stuff. So we're pleased to see some downward adjustments today. And now before we go into Jose's example, we always want to do our live pricing for investment properties here. So we'll set up the same scenario, 400,000 loan amount, 80% loan to value. And we will look for the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And we'll compare that with our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, for investments. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA, the government programs do not work for investments. So we'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's going to be the same as our general scenario. What we've changed here is the occupancy to investment. So let's see here if the portfolio option is still coming up. And it is. They've closed the gap a little bit here as the rates have come down a touch. But we still have our portfolio option, which does not have the Fannie and Freddie loan level price adjustments coming in at the top. And it's at a 6.875 rate, the 3.25 discount points, for a final APR of 7.264, which is a touch better than the first true conventional, which is Fannie or Freddie, either or here. And it's a 7% rate for 3.5 discount points in cost for a final APR of 7.419. So a little bit lower than it was last week, which is great. But still, the portfolio option is a touch better because it does not have the loan level price adjustments that the conventional programs have. So a touch better on the APR here. But I definitely recommend all of our investors out there also compare our non-QM. Trying to click that, sorry. So for our final demo, we'll do an investment property, ADLTV, and we'll do expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM here. So we have a few options to set. First, we need to set our income type. Most popular income type for an investment property for non-QM is going to be our DSCR option. That's because it doesn't require any income or employment from our borrower or documentation on that. We're simply going to use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property is going to cash flow monthly, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we'll always put 1.5 so we can see the most popular programs pop up. And prepayment penalty is standard on these non-QM investments. 3 years is what we use for the demo. That is pretty standard. There are options for no prepay that will limit the programs and cost more. And there are some programs that allow 5 years, which will again limit what shows up, but does save some money for some borrowers. 3 years is most common. That's what we use for the demo as we do every day. So let's check out our smoking DSCR rates here. And boom, as expected, still beating conventional, still beating portfolio full doc. Absolutely amazing. DSCR rates, smoking everything here. 6.75 rate, 3.024 discount points of cost for final APR of 7.216. So great option for our borrowers that need to use our DSCR programs. And it's even better than our conventional full doc program. So I'd say 100% of investors will take this option if we're able to present it. And there's tons of flexibility here. If we scroll down, some of these options at higher rates and costs may allow things like bankruptcies and foreclosures. And some of them may allow different property types and income types. and some of them may allow different seasoning types, which is our topic for today. So I'm going to go ahead and change my screen. And we'll get into today's topic. No seasoning cash out refinance. So very popular request, especially for our investors as they buy a property that maybe need a little bit of work or a little bit of distressed or maybe not be rented to its full capacity. And then now they're looking to get their cash out for doing that work, right? Very common request, very typical scenario. So we have our no seasoning cash out refinance options, obviously under DSCR. And there's a few other tricks that Jose has here for different variations of that. So Jose, if you're ready, let's check out our no seasoning options, mostly for our investors.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Our no seasoning options are for our cash out refis. As you are all aware, on agency loans, our Fannie and Freddie cash out refis, they are requiring now 12-month seasoning to obtain the market value as opposed to the purchase price plus renovations on any cash out refis. Most of the non-QM options are also asking at least 6 month seasoning, again, to get the market value versus purchase price plus renovations. This is very important for investors, especially those investors that are buying properties in cash or hard money or with a fixed flip type loan, because a property needed some type of renovations that would not permit it to be financed via regular channels. By regular channels, I'm talking about like with a regular DSCR loan, for example, due to the property conditions. Excuse me. And it is very important for these investors to be able to refinance that property as soon as they are complete, as soon as the renovations are complete. They don't want to wait 6 months. They don't want to wait a year. And also you have to consider that many times if they did buy it with a fixed flip loan, it's going to have a time limit. A year may be usually the longest, but in a lot of cases, they're getting 6 month short-term loans to repair the property. They don't have 12 months to wait to be able to refinance or to be able to refinance and get the market value and be able to recuperate their investment, right? The purchase price plus down payment plus rehab, whatever out of pocket that they had in order to be able to acquire and repair that asset. They want their money back as soon as possible because they do not want to miss opportunities for additional investments. And that's where we at the Mortgage Calculator definitely come in as their preferred lending partner, because we do have options that do not require any seasoning on title in order to get the new value. In other words, if you're on title today, we can refinance that property tomorrow via a cash out refi at very competitive rates, as you will see. So let me share my options with you today. First option here is for the maximum 80% LTV DSCR cash out seasoning. This is the investor unicorn, right? 80% cash out on a DSCR. We do have that option here at the Mortgage Calculator. However, I will state it is a 720 minimum FICO score to be able to benefit from this 80% option. And here at 80% LTV with 1 point in buy down, it is 9.375. And for those of our team members that are out there, I did price this taking into consideration the same comp that we make when it's non-Dell. So this is not 100% borrower paid here. This is same comp as our non-Dell, so we're comparing apples to apples. So right here, 9.375% at 1 point, 80% LTV is a great option. Now we have other options as well. If you want to pay no loan discount, or if you want to pay more loan discount to have a lower rate. So now at 75% LTV, which is a more traditional, shall we state, loan to value for the DSCR cash out. Again, this is a no seasoning option, and you will note now considerably better rate. You're looking at 8.5% lowest cost option, and you can buy that down all the way to 7.125% rate. And this option is assuming a 760 or above credit. So now another option here, same program, but now credit score 720 to 739. And we're still at 75% LTV and still great rates. You're looking at 8.75 as our lowest cost option and 7.25% lowest rate option. So now here, 700 is the lowest LTV to get the maximum 75% loan to value. So still 700 is the minimum. And you're looking at 9.25% is your lowest cost option. And 7.5% is your lowest rate option. Last example I'm showing you here, and actually I've mislabeled it there. It is for 680. So 680 to 699 credit score, and this is the last option I have to show you. We're at 9% interest rate. So we can still, below a 700, 680, you can still get 9%. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.375%. So very good options here for a no cash out refi. We're talking 80% is the maximum. We got 75, we have 70, and I didn't show you the 660 option, 660 credit score option, but that one does allow you to go to 65% LTV at a 660 or above, 660 being the minimum credit score that the program will allow. So we have very many options here for no seasoning cash out refis for our investors at the Mortgage Calculator. So we definitely love getting the investors, putting them into the fixed flip loan, and then as soon as they are done with that property, refinancing them with this product into an amazing DSCR loan.
Absolutely. Okay, I see comments, but I don't see any actual questions. So I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up then. So remember, everybody, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll have a new loan topic tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for the presentation, Jose. We will see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.